Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
I don't have an account, but I have two charges on my credit card. So I didn't sign up for anything, and I want to get this resolved.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. So if you're being charged, I'd like to locate to see what's going on. May I have your zip code, please?
33578.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Susan Modra.
Thank you. All right. And please verify your shipping address.
12803 Avalar Creek Drive, Riverview, Florida.
Thank you. I've located this. This account is for the Aloe Vera Facial Cream and the Eye Serum. So
okay, I did not sign up for anything. I did, you know, like I got this offer, which, you know, I got a one-time product, and now all of a sudden I randomly get something in the mail. There's no paperwork with it, and I have two $92 charges on my account.
Yes,
I haven't
ma'am.
Even tried the product that I got initially.
Oh, no.
Because I haven't run out of my other stuff.
Right.
I don't want this product, and I don't want these charges on my card. How do I get it resolved?
Okay. So
I did not sign up for a repeated, you know, product.
Right. Yes, ma'am. So I'll explain what it looks like. This was on a 14-day trial. And at the end of the trial, if it's not canceled, it bills the full retail. Now, it is automatically set up on a auto billing, auto shipment program, and that is in the terms and conditions that were agreed to or at least acknowledged before placing the order. Now, it does help with fine lines, wrinkles, and discolorations of the skin.
You know what?
Yes, ma'am.
It's like little fine print that nobody reads. It's a scam to get you to, like, sign up for stuff. I don't want it. How do I get out of it?
All right, so I can place this on a 90-day billing hold. That would give you a chance to try it. You can call us back before the 22nd of August.
I'm not going to try it. Okay. I'm not going to pay $100 for something. I will return all three. They're unopened. I do not want to be charged this money.
Okay, and I do understand that. I am working to assist you with this, to find a resolution with this. So, all right. And I know that sometimes the terms and conditions are overlooked, but they are definitely there. There is a no-return policy due to the health and safety concerns.
They're not open.
I do understand that as well. The company is not accepting any returns.
Deal.
And I do understand that, but it's the company policy. They're not accepting any returns. I can offer you a 35% discount to any future orders, and that is again,
I'm not ordering in the future, ma'am.
Okay.
This is such a ripoff that you're doing to the public. It's ridiculous.
All right. So I am working on that cancellation. I do have one other suggestion. I can lock you in at a 50% discount, and that
you're
is
not
to all future.
To me. You're not listening to me. I am not paying you any money. I'm going to dispute these charges. I don't want your products. You scammed me, and you do this to everybody, I'm sure. Like, who's going to pay $100 for cream? That's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. So let me see how I'm able to assist you. So I do have the account canceled, and that will prevent all future charges, and it will stop any further shipments. Whenever you're ready, I have that cancellation number.
Go ahead.
All right. The cancellation number is C102ACC43. Okay.
Time out. C102A. What's after A?
All right. CC4397. All right, so I'm going to, let me see how I'm able to help you here, okay?
I mean, there's not even, I mean, I don't have any emails. I have no, there's like no information where, I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, Let's see. All right, I do have the account
totally
canceled.
Like, the product
canceled.
Comes with no paperwork, so you can't even call. Like, you don't know how to, like, contact anybody. I had to, like, research in order to even track you down.
All right, and I do apologize that I don't work at the fulfillment center. I don't know what they put in the boxes, but I can offer you a 35% refund to those last two charges. You'd see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. That product is for you to keep. Would you like me to go ahead and
I didn't even get this. But I didn't.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
I did not get any other product.
All right, so.
So how many charges do you have me down for?
Okay, and there actually looks like there's one in transit. It was shipped out on the 17th, but I'll start from the beginning. This trial was purchased on the 30th of March. All right, that's where you paid the $14.15 for the shipping and handling. All right, the first full retail charges occurred on the 15th of April. That was $92.90 and
$91.89. Oh my God. I've gotten charged $400 so far. I didn't go back to that statement. Jesus.
All right, so.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am. And that covers what you have already received as a trial product. Okay, and then your auto billing started on the 16th of May. And that's probably the product you received recently. Maybe a couple of days ago, and there is one that was delayed. It should be there any day now, so there is another product. Now, I do
How
have you canceled.
How quickly do you think people go through your product that you need it every freaking month?
It is a one-month supply.
This would last me like a year, for Christ's
sake. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, what I can do for you, and I do apologize for all of this, I can offer you a 50% refund to those last two charges. Would you be willing to accept that?
No, I want 100% refund. You charged me $400.
Yeah. All right, so if you'll give me a second, I'm going to reach out to a supervisor. I do need an override to be able to do that, okay?
I will hold.
Thank you. All right. All right, ma'am. So she's agreed to a 75% refund to the last two charges. Now you'd see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like me to go ahead and process
that
refund?
No, 75% isn't working.
Okay. All right. One
I need
second. 100%. Let me respond back. Give me 1 second. I'll stay on the line. Just hang in there with me. All right. We'll go. She's giving me the authorization to go ahead with the full refund. So I'll refund back the $92.90 and $91.89.
Yep.
All right. And there'll be an email sent with that refund confirmation. Let's make sure we have the right number or email address. I have susanmodrak@gmail.com.
Yes, and I just saw it pop up on my phone.
Perfect. Yes, ma'am.
All right,
so that
I'm getting
was
a full refund for those two, and then it's canceled.
Yes, and don't be alarmed. You do have another. There is another bottle that is in transit. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm really sorry that all that occurred, but thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.